Okay, all right, welcome to the Gus and Ollie podcast this week. Let's start with Raw. LA there's collision this week as well. It could be. Okay. This week, Raw. Damian Priest is entertaining the world title. Backlash with a controversy following in front of Balor and Duggan. Yesterday, Infamy expressed frustration with teammates' involvement in the dissension between Dominic and Judgment Day. What went down with Priest, Balor, and Duggan were on the same roof Monday Night Raw? Find out on the Keep Me Cap show of a show that has a favorite feature to kick off. For King and Queen of the Ring. Match card. Also, advance of the Monday Night Show, where King of the Ring tournament match, Gunther versus Sheamus. That'll qualify King of the Ring. Ricochet versus Ilya Dragunov. King of the Ring tournament match, Uso versus Finn Balor. Yes. You ain't all the matches. Gunther Balor was originally scheduled for tonight, but Roger Armand appears revealed that Gosh, we're a warrior squad. Hey. A competition due to an injury. So, Uso replaces McIntyre. But yeah, let's just get to the Raw show. Alright then, let's get to Raw. Come on. Alright, let's get to it. Okay. Let's start with the kickoff. Sheamus versus Finn Balor, World Champion Priest. Remember they kick off Raw 48 hours after Archer Infamy defeated Jey Uso. Take the title despite by telling his teammate that one involvement in their match rather than implosion of the group. It was a night of men's. And Priest apologized for his frustration with Duggan and Finn Balor Saturday night in Lyon. Oversells Balor believed he would continue Judgment Day on Texas 2 days by advancing the King of the Ring tournament by FBI due to injury suffered. Andrew McIntyre find out the hard way would not be the case, and Adam Pearce revealed he was still compete his opponent, the same Uso he cost the world title. Balor worked the Uso over in the middle of the match, keeping him grounded, preventing a close comeback. When Jay did fight back, it would appear late match appearance by Tyron Ranger would turn event that was disqualification from the competition and regardless of his match. Instead of the babyface, they focused down the battle of the spear, advanced in the competition's may of Scottish psychopath. We have the latest of the Judgment Day story, an appearance from the overall ground of brand, a quality match and renewal of the rivalry between Uso and McIntyre boot. An eventful opening half hour nearly every Saturday, meaning Monday. Every minute means something to ongoing story. Days of Rise. Alright, I'm sorry. Jey Uso defeated Balor to advance. Honestly, Priest's apology to his Judgment Day teammates felt like force, like formality, letting in search of a champion, generally sorry for holding him accountable. Balor acted like he got buying the King of the Ring to McIntyre's injury. Was certainly a choice. Like, Jey Uso benefited because of McIntyre's misfortune. When the main event was one of the men who cost the United States WWE Universal Champion at Clash of the Castle 2022. Perfect irony. The CM Punk promo. Moments of the dream match are sped off. The MP is taking him out of the King of the Ring tournament due to injury. CM Punk arrived at the XL Center and makes his way in the ring. He cuts another scaly promo on the Scottish Warrior. Emotions of the charts were wrapping up. Inside the crowd, there was not much of a storyline development here, but it was Punk, like Michael, and he said he ate it up. It was always a recipe of success for success. Punk with Gordy, how he inferred something. Punk ran the run overtime, hold the show hostage, so McIntyre returned to the building and fought him. He talks about a reference about a choke artist, not going to, I'm a choke artist. Towards Jungle Boy, it was a reference towards Jungle Boy in AEW. Queen of the Ring tournament, Nelly versus Io Sky. Control made their ring. Io Sky kicked out Queen of the Ring. against Natalya. In order to spend time involved, a strong match hunted both women. Sky benefited some interference from Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane. It was mostly fair match. I saw the Queen of Hearts fought all the way back. Kai stretched the cost of the win. Match. Kai mentioned Becky Lynch potential pendencies between the faction and the man throughout the summer months. Sky defeated Natalya. Sky used the ropes to hang up Natalya, breaking her waist lock in a spot. Cool spot. Kai revealed after the match that Asuka is injured. She will be standing for her free empress tomorrow. I evacuated later tonight, so I still advertise the Asuka match. In a retirement match, Ricochet vs. Dragunov. Former champion Dragunov introduced himself familiar with work on his starting match with Ricochet opening round of King of the Ring. Mad Dragon used 10 strikes to cut out high speed WWE arsenal, utilizing the running forearm to win an own score to hold for a victory. The winner's win set Dragunov match with the main event, Jey Uso, and did not indicate what Triple H manager seeing former NXT champion. Nothing will. That match should be equally strong. Greater heat. Thanks to President Uso and Melman, he get into a contest with. There is valid argument that Dragunov is the best wrestler in the world. Based on his work at NXT UK and NXT over the last 3 years or so. Yeah. Queen of the Ring tournament qualifier. Ivy now versus to restart. Stark advanced to the next round of Queen Tournament by defeating Ivy Nile. Competitors are Craig McGaffleys. Ray Kevistra is not there. The street shows a ton of rest for Fox. It took a long setup. Execution is not smooth. Stark won with her Z360 win. Sherman was part of the right call. One cannot help but news would have been a stronger match if both women were consistently featured on television ring wraps. Stark defeated Nile to advance. The effort was there, but the chemistry wasn't there, honestly. Being Bronson Reed versus Chad Gable. Fueled by vengeance after the shot of the Intercontinental Championship ruined by Chad Gable, the 2024 Andre Moore Battle winner, Big Bronson Reed battled the leader of the Alpha Academy in singles competition, and the action intensifies. Simon then hit the ring, attacked Gable, unleashing weeks of anger and rage on the man who beat him down the first of his family in Montreal. The brawl between Zayn and Gable ended with Reed attacking both men leading the line. All sides appeared to report a three-way dance between Zayn, Gable, and Reed for the Intercontinental title. The match should be a ton of fun and the next logical advancement rivalry between the two. Backstage, Carlito pitched Damian Priest and Renee on a mutual beneficial partnership. Gable explored, did a deliberate sport off the top to Reed, equally terrified and impressive. We got a video package highlighting Lara Valkyrie and her header, Queen of Ring tournament match. Becky Lynch promo. Women's World Champ Becky Lynch joined the Michael Cole Circle special internet interview. Let's report over young stars of Forge Future Women Future Women's Wrestling. Interrupted by Liv Morgan. A test back at 4-2 saw reveal her purpose, taking everything from Rhea Ripley and winning the Women's World title. To do that, she has to beat the man 3 weeks at King and Queen of the Ring. Damage Control hit the ring, attacked Lynch while Morgan bailed. Via Valkyrie made the save it up. Next match. Some one natural segment, but it at least accomplished one thing. Laying the groundwork, women will pose Lynch in their future top prize at Raw at stake. Establish respect to Lynch, Valkyrie potentially set it up to the associates and friends on the show. Lynch put over Albert Frey as in the longest reigning women's champion in modern day WWE history. Put over the Lord Beck, where's the most gifted women wrestler you ever been in the ring with? Morgan says she realized she was missed the purpose. She found it now. She's focused on winning the Women's World Championship. Yep. Alright, Queen of the Ring tournament, Valkyrie versus Dakota Kai. Valkyrie Sun was trying to establish herself on the main roster and accompanied Baker Lynch by defeating Dennis Controls Kai, Valkyrie Kai, team Trent quality and ring action. I delivered a competitive match, saw a lot of turning, one of her best performances to date. The former team was a chant answered the same Zelina toughness to find her ring with a brand. Valkyrie delivered the Nightwing to secure the victory, set up a round match with Zoe Stark. Pat possessed it, but it would not be a surprise to see her make it to the finals of the Rob Rocket. Valkyrie defeated Kairos Evans. Sami Zayn cut a promo backstage challenging Bristol Reed. Chad gave us a triple threat match for the Intercontinental Champion and King of the Queen of the Ring. This was competitive. Kai's been presented in a while. Part of it due to an injury. Another match she has been booked. Chance of Let's Go Lara probably signed for Valkyrie. Yeah, King of the Ring tournament match, James vs. Gunther, one of the greatest hardest-hitting rivals in pro wrestling, rated Monday night and main event Raw, a King of the Ring tournament match pitting Gunther against Sheamus. Both men pummel each other from the opening bell, painting each other rest red, while it's resulted in unforgiving strikes, interference from Luke Kaiser that targeted the knee of Celtic Warrior. However, Sheamus put on defense majority of the match and gave the ring general time to target the focus attention on. He just did that, punched in the joint. Every time James fought his way back to the match, got the reinforced in the knee for ultimately forcing submission to a crab. It's another classic barbaric physical encounter between men who love beating the hell out of each other. The one had added a story of Kai's involvement in setting up a finish, protected Sheamus because it begs the question, what would have happened if he had been able to finish the match without ailment? Gunther's win made sense. He's been favorite to win the whole tournament from the moment he announced his ability. Nothing about Shane's perceptive. Gunther defeated Shane to advance. The chest of both competitors were beat red after a crucial break, just minutes into the high tense battle. Karen caught Kid Day Hands, President Shane's is a little back, completed the finishing physicality in the match. Literally, Kai's talk on the knee of Shane's was being injected by the official. My thoughts, King and Queen of the Ring kicked off Monday night, bringing a renewed focus on the in-ring game, highlighting some of the most gifted performances in the company from night opener between Finn Balor, always the main event between Sheamus and Gunther. The episode was defined by quality in-ring work and down with the card. Understanding the show did not feature fair and share ongoing stories. We saw the latest with Norman Day and not as cohesive as Rain laid on. Versification, the rivalry between Punk and Drew McIntyre, and the latest chapter in the budding feud between Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan. A good show across the board, with infinitely more good than bad. One of the better broadcasts at this show post WrestleMania. Alright, let's get to Dynamite now. Okay, we got Dynamite this week from the Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Adam Copeland versus Brody King, TNT Championship. Maria May versus Hurley Cameron. Orange Cassidy versus Trent Beretta. Kenny Omega makes a quick announcement. Swerve Strickland, Christian Cage come face to face. Serena D speaks. Let's see what happens this week on Dynamite. Kelly Cassidy versus Trent Beretta. After her backstage interview, Copeland went to the ring, watched OC take on Trent and watch the match. Ring, both men were throwing hands. Cassidy was more aggressive. Took control immediately. It took Venture to the fight out of the ring. Crowd as OC continually aggressor. Kelly tried to remain at the back ring. Recovered the vocal about being upset to see him. He during the break of Trent and OC went back and forth. He did a good job of making it look like Beretta knew all Cassie tricks and counter for each one. So personal near men was interested in getting the pin quick, so he took a time to get the pinfall attempt at the both men. Turnbuckle pad, OC was sent Trent metal before rolling up to a pin as he was backed up. Checked OC again, this was decent, but about made clear that the feud was far from over. The referee ignored the rules a bit too much for Sam Michaels, who saw perform well. But right here, Palm driver on the steel steps as he continued to dish out punishment. Callis ended up talking ACOC away with Stanley trying to taunt to Trent. Jesse defeated Brent Beretta. Some in the crowd flashed camera bed. See his entrance. The announcers mentioned Chuck Taylor will go are undergoing surgery soon. Cassie hurling the barricade was kind of impressive. Maria May versus Harley Cameron. Cammy Omega gave a promo house night. I was so bad last week's attack. Double or nothing, he's booking Orange Anarchy Arena. It will be a new elite versus the FTR two men who will reveal at some point during the show. Interview with Serena and Tony Schiavone. She said that losing to Tony Storm was not an option for her. Spoke about how hard it was for the return. Storm came out and mocked her. Serena ended up knocking her out cold. The next match saw Marina saw May take on Cameron. Serena was ringside, but May was flying solo. I carried the winning champion away. The former QTV president had the upper hand early on, but once May recovered, she controlling the pace a bit. During the break, Serena interfered by throwing May into the barricade while the referee was distracted. He ended up being performance when seen from camera in the ring. Thankfully, AEW gave him enough time so nothing felt rushed. From the ring's perspective, this was a solid outing for both women. May scored the win. Maria shook her to say as Cameron and Darius kept attacking her. May scooped her up and almost kissed again for signing her some champagne. There's a good chance we'll see May, Soraka versus Cameron a double or nothing, but it looks a bit made to feel Cameron. D's interview was very grounded, real. It talks about experience was emotional. This was the most wrestling ability you have seen with Cameron AEW. It was nice getting to see her do more than comedy stuff for once. Bullet Club goals, show ambassador. Black and pink trios titles. Rocky Mero versus Jade White. AEW World Champion came to the ring, said he was in a fighting mood because Cage and his crew attacked him last week. When the Parchers showed up, Brian Cage, Khan, and Tornado came in the crowd to provide backup a swerve. Shockley swerves, Old Man attacked him as Christian smiled. The segment ended with a swerve being put through an announce table. The next match, you saw Jay White taking on Rocky Romero with a shot at the title, trio's title. On the line, guns were at ringside where Romero was going out alone. Both men are celebrated workers, so it's not surprised anyone here. We work well together. It took time to know from 0 to 60. The match, I love everything. So there's some of the best matches we've seen in eight. Switchblade won with a Ray Runner to front performance. Wade defeated Romero. Healy had a quick little video package was funny. Seeing them run the show from the backstage was entertaining too. Swerve found the organic way to refer to Drake Kendrick Lamar situation in a segment. Will Nightingale gave a great promo for this match. Romeo's suicide dive looks so effortless. Jericho Big Bill versus local talent. Two local talents broke in a tag team match against Jericho Big Bill this week. Jericho had a quick exchange for attacking Bill to dominate at the lane. Bill broke the did the work for a bit. The Lurie Tree tag back had the dream effect for the easy win. This was the squashiest squash match ever squashed. Jericho Big Bell won. Jericho purposely made a mistake of saying in Calgary there was some heat from the Edmonton crowd. Adam Copeland versus Brody King, TNT title. The main event this week was a no disqualification match for a TNT title between Copeland and King. Cope's second defense because a member of the House of Black. Stardust passed a normal lockout side headlock King, started wiping out Copeland with a shoulder. The final string during the ring, it made use the blitz by bringing some weapons in the ring. King put a service for ringer to Copeland's chair dish off some punishments. Fight. This was so bad. And this is gonna get a problem. This is the.
You know, the dress and the problem. The dress the issues. Address the issues. This is why this is the problem. He quit the company. This is what led to. This was scary. All my dreams is better. I have ideas. Fuck you. You know what? Let me see a drill stuck to the ground. Stuck in your hands. Can't do stuck in your posture. King was busted wide open and smiled at Copeland as the chance slammed him across the face. This match has plenty of time left throughout the last two commercial breaks of the show. This was violent and physical as promised. King may not won the title, but showed the world's capable of being a top single star. The chance retained his title with trademark spirit and the brutal fight. King attacked him once he was backed up by Kyle O'Reilly to make the save. Kyle O'Reilly, Copeland, and the show. Standing tall, Coleman defeating King. Coleman's gear had Kane Maple Leaf in new places. He was over the Kane crowd. King standing in the apron so long while Copeland ran the ropes and his shoulder was awkward. It's apparently his first time Copeland performing in Edmonton in 14 years. The pool of blood from King's head wound was nuts. My final thoughts this week. The show ended with Mercy and Monet giving a quick interview and Kyle O'Reilly asked Copeland for a TNT title shot next week, which is made official. When we returned to the arena, the Elite came out saying the show would only end when they could. Sujik Okada taunted Omega, the Bucks to the Saint and Tony Khan. FTR came out. Von revealed their partners were Don Malnati, Eddie Kingston, and Brian Danielson came out to join March of the Ring for a fight to officially end the episode. This week's episode Dynamite was heavy mix of storyline developments and matches. Sounds solo for episode Dynamite, but it's worked so because all the non-wrestling segments were spaced out well. Will's promo was great. A brawl to end the show with a fun way to hype anarchy in the arena. Romero put a valid effort against White in a great match. However, best thing we call tonight was King and Coleman's bloody title bout. The Red Hour Superstar continued to prove he still got it with taste set every time he kept his step into the ring. The card for Double or Nothing shaping up nicely. We'll say he'll be his biggest star that booked in the matches now, but a few bouts will be added to the coming weeks based on what we saw on Dynamite. And that was AEW Dynamite. So, yeah, that was AEW Dynamite this week. Let's get to Ring of Honor. Alright, let's get to Ring of Honor. Okay, Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor this week. Matches this week will take that daily pace. That's this week. Match schedule includes Bay Stars vs. Dream Girl Ellie in a proving ground match. Ellie will time limit draw to beat Starks. She'll earn a shot at Starks' ROH Women's TV title. Kira Hogan vs. Ashley D'Ambos, Ziggy and Diggy Dice vs. Anthony Ogogo are also scheduled to air on the show. Cheers match pits Valkyrie, Diamond, Mercedes against Hirsch, Lee Frost, and Bandit as well. Next week, we should take the day Friday. But. Big of our TV lineup for the arm. Diamond Mercedes versus Diaz versus Hirsch, Bandit, Cole Carter, Grant Gass, Mercedes Maria versus Tiago Spectico. Billy Starks versus Dream Girl Ellie and Groom Proving Ground match. Kira Hogan versus Tasha D'Ambo. Sticky Dice versus Anthony Ogogo. Shane Taylor, Lance and Archer the Righteous versus TBA. Show kick off with the open promo for the ROH Tag Team Champions, the Undisputed Kingdom. Bennett ran down the cool hand and said he should have been retired, so try to be your father, presumably a wrestler. Show started appropriately with a 6 women's tag match. Taya, Diamond, Sage, Wrist defeated Hirsch, Lady Frost, and Abandon. It was a steady match with a real square off for everyone. Bang, we'll see. Valkyrie vs. Abandon. Hope comes in the future, but for now, all women act to the ground. And ground the middle hard. Valkyrie falls for a match, so. Some tumble, stick moves. Bad. Valkyrie, Bandit, for the room, actually. First and tags off in. Mercury's put a hush to a corner. Also, Frost, Diamond tagged in. She and her battle center the ring. Kicked out of his real little worst. Tossing sense in her. Gave up hope. You're not living off your uncle's. Your black uncle. He was the only black uncle that could. To get through you, he's only in your face to get to you. He wanted this for your I don't want this. He doesn't want to put you back. She doesn't trust you. She worries about you. She really, she'll never. And you're gonna end up in the street, homeless. She has. Your mom has limits. Your mom has a limits. Limits. Certain limits has a limit. Your mom actually has a limit. Limits. To deal with. She needs trying to censor. Sentence. You made it. Breakdown. She had no choice to kick her son out. Because he was had a breakdown. She couldn't take it. Breaking him out, kicking was the best to save this. He kept. That's why he wanted to avoid it. Was, he's like, but this time she had a break. He wants it out. He had to find a new ass trick. He snatched the gun. That's it. That can save him. Because I love him. He destroyed her life. Try to set up something. And he controlled him. He wants to help him.
Help him. Help my boy. Help him.
He's not going to have problems. He don't even. Why do you think this shit? I'm gonna stop him.
I'm gonna stop him. And there's been a problem.
That's it. And I say, my
his mom has problems. It's her mom again.
Talk to this age. What's the point? I can't believe this is a night. What are you gonna do? That's gonna be an issue. How? How are you gonna get it? You will not. You wanna understand me? Necessary. I'll make sure she set up a chapter. He's not gonna abuse her because this. Don't let him
near her. I don't wanna put her through this. Don't put her through that shit again. I can't see her. Don't do this shit again. Again. This.
Yeah, you're in all. Help her out. And again, gave up. I'm going to try to take. Yeah, I hope you were just. She tried to do something.
deals. Who has no love and problems left? The little kid, they want to take home. She wore a state wig. I didn't know this. All right, now the great mix styles and match high five mixing, technical brawling. Let's see, brawling, got some good offensive trickery. Frost will stand on the mat, take advantage of the limit. Twice, Mayman man to get the frost up. Top of a little bit of flipping powerbomb. 1-3-14, later a show. Sprint to the Illering, had an interview interrupted by Maria. Maria declared that women's wrestling doesn't sell tickets, Illering couldn't sell anything. Left upset, Maria twirled the Bessicles mask, he laughed. Anthony Ogogo was Shane Taylor defeating Ziggy Dice. Was already debuted. Ogogo Dice has 3 pounds. He in the match had an interesting vibe. Team felt like a training boss taking on Baron Hero. Ogogo was over Dice from the belly and speed. Powerful kicks to knock him around. Dice getting offense. Ogogo hit Dice to knock him out. After the match, Ogogo got the mic, demanded match. Ring to be clear, make sure the crowd 10-time British boxing champion, Olympic champion, champion, so on. He could box. He's the newest member of the Taylor Promotion Squad. Gear Hogan defeated Dia Ambus. This quick match reminded everyone that Hogan's very good. Professional wrestling. Hogan had everything was crucial to start using speed strikes to keep Daniels on the heels the whole time. Despite a form of a scoop slam pin for Dia Ambus, but kicked out of dashing hopes. Hogan got himself out guard by speed of the animal, but our back accelerated danger. Animals trying to explore power. Hogan exploded with a big boot shot, drop, golf kick. Hogan dropped several card attacks. Where he got the pin and dropped a suplex. So, yeah. In the back, Carrara had an interview. He was wearing a shirt from the Raw 2023 clutch. Let everyone know he's joining up with Jacob Watts to bring a light to the world for their passion greatness. Watch join in, invite all ROH fans to join with them. Lance Archer the Righteous defeated unannounced trio of local talent. During the match, I came to the conclusion Vince is one of my favorite performers in ROH. He got a style, ability, and move that, unlike anyone else, however, these three will find themselves conversation for trio's goal in the future. Tonight, though, it was a down now Excalibur, Lava Knocker squash match. Dutch, Vincent, and Archer jumped their opponents for sounds. Yeah, beat all three pillar posts. Archer hit a black Holmes weapon. Panther men the match 1-on-1. Issues to deal with the combat the issues he has. Bit of Starks, but at the end of the defeat, Junior Gorelli in a proving ground match, taking the prize from Los Ellison. Tonight, the proving ground match was close to the match title defense. And since winning our women's TV title in controversial fashion, if Ellie could last 10 minutes or pin the champion in a proving ground match, she'd become the first to have such a shot. But Athena lurking in the ringside put the outcome into question right away. Ellie was trained by Alpha and Matt Bourne, so he was a great mixture of street fighter, high flyer. Starks was going to have a dig deeper, bag of tricks again, even though she has 6 more inches in height on Ellie. Eli dropped his Starks at the ring where Athena waiting for Ryder back on support. Starks had took a hit and began stomping Ellie in the middle of the ring. Starks had hung her to her woe, kicking the face ref. Did Starks is a great heel because she loved to cheat, take shortcuts when an episode doesn't have to. Okay, so it was a simple network. I put Ellie down in the proving ground match around 55-minute mark. The premium athletes had a promo back called every tag team in ROH take a number. Daivar and Nice Claire that they deserve the ROH tag team titles. They're coming for the kingdom.
Woods reminded everyone he's one of the best technical wrestlers in the world. He's not stopping until he's world champion. Jericho spectacle defeated Cole Carter, Griff Harrison, and Maria. It was one of those great matches if I ever saw 1 month ago. Maria Cole stole Green Spectacle's green mask. Said he's been trying to get it back. Sleeve that's not been hard. Saying Carter's been over RH, but the elusive mask was still in possession of Maria. And Jericho spectacle jumps Carter aggressive before they can meet it down the ramp. He's barricade stares at Maria's boys, but they barely even ring. Spectacle and various shiny new masks took Garrison and Matt at the Memphis start. Jericho jumped their tag team, double team to isolate Garrison a quarter. Garrison and Jericho and Spectacle very unlikely them. But after weeks of Maria's taunting, it made sense they were ready to do what he had to do to win. Carter managed to trip Circle in the ring apron, the hardest part of the ring, grim back in the ring for Garrison to try to put him away. Circled the ring apron, but the mind games, though it was a lot odd. She was taunting Spectacle with a green mask, wearing a much nicer mask. And massive side out. Carter and Garrison were able to control the pace of the match. Spectacle was able to get the hot tag juggle, clean house, take out both Carter and Garrison. Carter was the legal man, though. Jericho was making no stakes, getting 2.5 account. Her Garrison broke up the pin. Jericho was able to wrap up Carter in a pinning cradle. Got the win for his team, much for Maria's charging. Maria was so frustrated she threw Spectacle's green mask in the ring. He grabbed it, celebrated, but it was a ruse. Carter Garrison sat tapped behind. They set up the chair in the corner, threw Spectacle into his face first, knocking him out. Maria repeated the mask, and the trio celebrated that the show ended. So, that was Ring of Honor. So, yeah, that was Ring of Honor. Let's go to SmackDown. Then we got a last two shows, Rampage and Collision, because last Saturday was a 3-hour wrestling show. So, yeah, on TBS. So, yeah. All right, now we go straight to SmackDown. All right, let's go to SmackDown. All right, SmackDown. SmackDown, okay. The King and Queen of the Ring of Tournaments. This week with handful match from both brackets. Here's what WWE advertised for Friday's show. Ryan Norton versus AJ Styles, Angelo Dawkins versus Tama Tonga, Bianca Belair versus Candice LeRae, Jade Cargill versus Piper Niven versus Nia Jax. Dawkins replaced by last year. Might not. And complete repeat. Let's see what happened to this week's card. A recap video showing events from Backlash. Nick Aldis introduced Cody Rhodes. His challenge should be Brody and Paul. Let me use the reviews. Read the rings. Shannon Rhodes. As managed. I'm on it. Yeah. Oh, both of them got some punches. Now me down, controlling the pace. Most of the battles, Jack dominating. Brie combat at Queen Gluts. It's all top of her. For the win for me. Jack's hit the annihilator for the win. This was a really uneventful bout that was highlighted by a couple of big spots for Naomi. Jack's defeated Naomi. So it was six matches. The opening segment was longer than I expected. Alyssa Taylor made her debut as the new SmackDown announcer this week. Naomi's suicide dive looked great. The Hurricane Runner looked good, but took too long to set up. Baron Corbin versus Carmelo Hayes. Brief exchange backstage. And Carmelo Hayes met. Ages of speed, hit a couple of kicks, but he turned it back. Let's pay for it. These two work great well together. Did a lot of things, make each other dumb look done along the way. You know, he lost Corbin Powell, impressed a few people, missed his NXT run with performance. Hayes scored a win with a roll up in advance of the tournament. Hayes defeated Corbin. Hayes, the way Hayes got into position for a super slam from Corbin was so quick. He helped me. The move looked great. Hayes' springboard closing was about perfect as it gets. Jade Cargill versus Piper Niven. Next match, I fear what happened. Tag team action. Her girl took on Niven in another QOTR bout. It's the first time her girl took on someone for power in WWE. So they began my tackles. Take down your down first. Contact the face was simple. Lay down long so a patron hurts half. There was some standout moments like her girl picking Niven up for a impressive slam. Gargoyle managed to get Niven up for a jaded score to win in advance of the tournament. This was quick. Looked great. Bianca Belair came out celebrating as she came out for the next match. Defeated Niven. Just a great should be employee of the mom. Green looked surprised how hard she's. Gargoyle was funny. Yeah, it's true. Bianca Belair versus Kansuke. Bianca Belair, Constance Ray competing in her third Queen of the Ring match. Night, Art Wells, the ringside of Bear. Belair was solo. Yes, can't match. The key out of hand. Right in the fence. Hurry on. But knee was targeted out after her backflip. So Lee Ray pounced on him. In a couple of minutes, Belair hit the for the win. Everything when they did was solid, but it barely time to much a little. Belair defeated Claret. The way Belair to the barricade looked good. Belair, sure. Gargoyle was quite surprising. Angel Dawkins versus Tama Tonga. Bloodline had a quick segment backstage when it cleared as Solo Sikoa. Heyman soon before they came to the ring with Tonga's King of the Ring battle against Dawkins. Tonga was caught off guard by Dawkins and had to take a lot of damage. Sikoa got on the apron. Dawkins sought the taste out of his mouth. Mountain Four took him in Tonga. Dive as Dawkins watched Aloha Sega take out his partner. Tonga was able to finish a win. Two matches to Jimmy Gunn was great, but it wasn't near enough. Tonga defeated Dawkins. Dawkins got the jobber entrance. Unfortunately, Wade Barrett said it was a time when management touched Tonga. Aloha Tama, which is actually true. Jay Styles versus Randy Orton. The main event this week's show was a first round King of the Ring. Orton and Styles, they had 20 minutes of show work. Took their time during their entrance. Two veterans did a good job. Competitive final I feel highlighted individuals being funny special. Orton sold a knee injury, but he'll never go to walk again. Styles bumping all over the place for Viper. It was easily the best snatch of the night because they have enough time to do everything once without rushing. For the longest struggle, Viper hit his patented rear heel around the win. The next round, Orton defeated Styles. We need Styles. Oh, this is back. The new feud feels wrong. Styles leaping from the barricade. Now say felt so unnecessary, but lead to a fun sequence. Orton will only walk on his toes on your foot, really. So sort of selling. My thoughts this week. This week's SmackDown features six matches across King Queen of the Ring tournament, but I still have enough time to feel none of the wrestling segments. Bloodline drama continues to be a focal point of Blue Brand. WWE has done a nice job pivoting the story in the world title, so Rose cast some new challenges. Having a split of three men's, three women's chances is great. The women's bouts were all could have benefited more time. Match of the night was James Beverly Styles versus Orton. Should have known that Hayes and Corbin also put on a fourth performance. Gargoyle's purple lips and bounce and joined WWE. Seeing to see how she'll make it far in the tournament. And, yep, that was my thoughts for SmackDown this week. All right, let's finish up the podcast this week with Collision and Rampage. All right. Oh, yeah, no news this week because no news this week. All right. Welcome to the coverage of Collision Rampage. All right, this time, again, Rampage was moved to a different night at this point. It feels weirder and shows up bigger Friday usual time slot. His Friday, 8 a.m. advertised this week, double taping. Adam Copeland versus Kyle O'Reilly. TNT Champion, Thunder Rosa versus Robin Renegade. Lee Moriarty versus Will Ospreay. Frost versus Peraza. Harvard versus Tommy Billington. Temporary versus Dalton Castle. Let's see what this week's Collision Rampage. Let's start with BCC to his top flight. Castle and Danielson just kick out the show, prepared to take on Top Flight. The actual fight even for a long time, with Top Flight positive and more time and control. They keep the great pace. All four men got plenty of time to rank. Danielson and Darius Martin come into their own performance over the six months. confident in the ring, hip tone down high, flies up to make each move a bit more impact, making the primary form of offense. I just saw a mouse, but...
you nanny ass.
Bye. Keep going. Offense.
The damn hell. Offense, fuck. Shit, that damn offense.
Great bell performance is predictable, even though AEW titles are sometimes nobody cares. It's about the top fighter win. The fun battle produced some. This is an awesome chance. Casanova's Dennis grabbed the mic, put over Dante and Darius, being what AEW is about. VCC defeated Top Flight. Video was played during showing a previous match featuring ER Fox. To him, he was having TV mumps. Dennis and Haldarius.
Hit a drop kick with a double team spot. Bit odd. That's when I left. Model of dancing promo. Hey. Set. What the hell?
Upset. What? You person? That's fucked. That's her. This is bullshit. You just say you wanna. You're gonna fight, it's gonna create problems. I wanna. Some bulls.
Left. Upset.
I will sue you. This is gonna be a problem.
This is fucked up.
That's gonna be a loss.
Mega lawsuit. Mega lawsuit, please. It's happening. Okay, it's.
Oh, boy.
Big, fat, big, fat loss. I'm gonna take it to court.
This was something of an issue.
It's a problem.
You know, you're mad that they wanna be. Go up. Don't be me. Be here. Be here.
Oh, big fool. You are a bigger fool.
Talk to me.
And call down me. Fuck it all on me.
In this one.
Down. More downloads. Learn to stop being a fucking.
Roger Strong was commentary. Alright, I mean, Leo Adler, me and Moriarty versus Will Ospreay. Strong was on. Roger Strong was on commentary. Magic is Moriarty, Strong against the Underground Champion. Double or Nothing, Jane Taylor Company's Tax Alpha Rain, Gogo's Absence Week, Slowly Based of Locker, Strain, Lush Locks, they ease their way into. The Kingdom was also the ringside, so Osprey had a lot of distractions to worry about. Taylor took a couple of things in the freezer and two fight against everyone else. Osprey Morai. Morai put on a hell of a performance at feet toward the end of the show. The former IWGP champion. Breaker for the win, but Taylor jumped after it was over. The powerhouse left Osprey the Wolves after hitting a KO punch.
Let's see. That's all for God. He has a shoe. Oh, fuck. He's so big. I didn't know he has a shoe, dog. Break the skin.
Osprey defeated Moriarty. He's been really killed him. He died. And they, like, it didn't make a funk. I have a headset. Moriarty got everything. He needs to make better use of him. Yeah, where's Lala? Beat him. Brian Cage gets Agnes squashed down. Got to see if it's a cam. Cage, Con, Torlio, wearing trios out against the local talents. Rivers, World Swim. Put their antics on social media. They quick squash it in their cage. Gates Agnes getting a victory. Tony survived after Whitey turned on Swerve. Cage said it was because Swerve was using him to get ahead while offering nothing in return. AEW Champ Shoto took all 3 minutes against Revenge. The match was super squash, but the attack was game after was entertaining. Except with Cage, which is. Cage just a Swerve singles battle for the future. Cage calling Leon defeated Rivers and Frost wins. Alright, next one. Garcia takes on a powerhouse known as KM. More competitive than most short AEW matches. Makes sense. KM is a big guy. Red Dead pick up the win in a bout that was too short, memorable, but better than most 2 minute bouts. Danny Garcia defeated KM. The ref made zero effort to stop the powerhouse from just triple 10 everyone wrong if they won. KM gear is giving Heart Foundation vibes. Next Heart references Tommy Billington. The original Diamond King nephew made his AEW debut this week when Billington called. Singles match. Newcomer gave a lot of side experience. They made a competitor by using quickness, technical ability, clean change of pace for anything that came before the show. Like chaos, but his match has been a good way. Clean competitive exchange due to the nations and different career stages. They did a good job mixing more of old school style modern offense. Billington came to unknown to most fans. See him starting the ring society made AEW interest in signing him. Her got the win with a slingshot powerbomb. Left heel looked pressed and showed Billington some respect after the match. Howard defeated Billington. Billington came out to the same music as the British Bulldogs with a nice touch. He looked so much like his uncle. The crossbones son both went like a nasty. The guys were fine though. It was a nasty spell, but the guys were fine. Thunder Rosa versus Robin Renegade. Thunder Rosa on the action against half of the Renegade Twins. Was not a ringside for one. It was nice to see Robin get a teleport entrance for once. Didn't imagine less predictable. We all came to know that Latin America got the win. Rosa was in the feud for world title. Just barely made the WTV this year. So similar to Harry Billington, it was a solid bout designed to make a bigger star look good. Just did that. The former women's champ got a submission win with a modified Cobra Clutch. Some trash into the camera. Pizarro put Rosa before heading to the back. Rosa defeated Robin. We got backstage segment that set up Young Bucks with Sydal and Christopher's Dance for next week. But I feel like Robin gets single weird for no reason. Rosa's pure gear was painted to go some as usual. Adam Copeland versus Kyle Riley. The main event of the collision portion show was Tyler TNT and Tyler Bowles between Copeland and O'Reilly. The crowd was pumped out of feet before they ate lots of expectations for a good match were high out the gate. Copeland KR took their time with the basic match with a lot of strength, standard holds, counters, takedowns, but they were doing it in a way like they were trying to one up each other to see which was a better technician. They did a great job increasing the pace, the ready offense time went on to build
anticipation for the finish. Yeah, 20 minutes they play films and big sales, big spots. So outside performance started to reminder both of the guys are talented wrestlers in unique ways. KOR is a technical mastermind. Copeland is a showman at a high degree. Russian holds on the mat. They mesh well together on the banger. As a hard fought victory, Copeland retained his TNT title. He helped Cora up and hugged him as the crowd gave him a standing ovation. Copeland defeated O'Reilly. Cook gave one of his longest promos today in a pre-taped segment. If you didn't see O'Reilly, hey, RJ, you should watch it. You get to see a new side of KOR. There's a woman that's the unplanned when Copeland for the Andre dropped too quick. The KOR didn't go over after the counter. It was too late to hit the move. KOR spear could counter into a guillotine choke. It was awesome. Tremper after Dolan Castle. This is the beginning of Rampage. That's the Rampage. Brad King's his best friend's team wearing their old shirts match against Castle. By 4 men dressed as boys. Castle has a slight power advantage using the takeover in the match. Running knee on the apron, put Brad on the floor. He's also getting the time recovered, so he got the upper hand. With Castle and for appearance on the AEW television, seemed like it would be a guy's. It's a heel turn, but eventually retired to make it feel like a eventual fight. One complaint that Brad didn't do enough in the balance to a new heel persona. Scared the rules, but worked the rubber until he stand in a match. He was a bit more vicious than usual, but that was about it. Brad won by referee stoppage when he choked Castle out. It was a strange moment after the match when KR, after the couple had some blood in his mouth. Castle explained why he left during the promo during backstage. Castle explained, yeah. The manager says Don Callis has been flirting with Cassidy for some funny for some reason. Brian Keith was Jay Drake. Keith was in action to be about against Jay Drake. Bounty Hunter was the only one to get a TV entrance. Come was clear for the jump. Keith didn't let Drake's size stop him from taking control of the match, but the Blue Car Badass was able to get some offense eventually. Keith hit a modified stunner to get the win. It was nice to see both guys with a little screen time. It was just a random match. Keith defeated Drake. Drake's one-legged draw kick looked great. Keith's finisher didn't go so well, but they made it work. Peraza versus Lay Frost. Peraza followed up a promo for his match, singles match against Lay Frost. This was a match predictable outcome. It was made better. How both competitive women made it harder to be more competitive. The crowd got Frost behind. She break people popping everywhere for moves she hit. It went from feeling like we had throwaway more physical moves than the night. Richard Russell got the win, but had to run for her life when Rosa came down with a chair trying to attack her. Peraza defeated Frost. Frost almost didn't land a kip up. Surprisingly, she's so agile. The double twist corkscrew Frost hit was awesome. Tiny TV versus Pac. Giant TV involved Gary Proer and show hyped the main event match with Pac. Mr. Television got some heat. He beat by using Vancouver jockey. Here's the hockey jersey in a way, so Pac kicked him on the face to pop the crowd. Even though the most men can call high flyer, they use completely different styles, being a better mix of Johnny's parkour high offense with Pac's effort feats of agility. Valkyrie played a little dirty by interfering, but it happened early enough to fight the man and not making a much of a difference. Pac got in her face, gave Johnny a chance to take him down with a dive on the top rope. It was her trying to inject herself into the match. Backfired, led her to Johnny collide on the apron. Pac and Manny locked in a standard submission to get the win. The Guns and the Jay White taunted Pac from the big screen to end the show. Pac defeated Johnny TV. We got a video package from Scorpio Sky that sounded like a martial speech. Pac has a perfect moonsault. A lot of people could do one. That's what he does. Johnny got so much heat for making us mic that much. My final thoughts, it was a this week's 3-hour block of AEW programming, be a handful of matches, but common about the predictive of every outcome. Most wrestling TV bouts are predictable, but it's honest promotion to surprise us. Believe anything's possible, like AEW's side pattern works more on putting on random good matches than anything else, which I've used so far. Couple of us is all right. It was really the best thing. Awesome night. All night, and Cole's feud with House of Black was advanced when he challenged Malakai Black to a barbed wire cage match for TNT title, put his feud to bed once and for all. All in all, this was a decent 3 hours of wrestling. Every television promotion needs to be studied. unpredictable soon before it becomes more of an issue. So, yeah, that was Dynamite. That was a rant. I mean, that was rant. Collision and a Rampage. Collision and Rampage. Collision and a Rampage. Collision and Rampage. Collision and Rampage. All right. Thank you for the podcast. I'll see you next Sunday. Peace.